You are listening to the Faith, Love, and Relationship Podcast with Melvin Davis. I am switching gears a bit with the topic. As you know, my podcast is called the Faith, Love, and Relationship Podcast, because not only, you know, will I discuss love and relationships, but I'm also going to talk about, you know, faith and as it relates to my relationship with Christ and the things that, you know, he reveals to me in a secret place, or, you know, whenever I'm reading his word. There's a supernatural encounter that I want to share with you. I made a post about it a couple of weeks ago, and I commented that I would, you know, put it in a podcast. But before I get into that encounter, I want to mention first that, you know, whenever I read the Word of God, I ask the Holy Spirit to teach me the Word, to bless me with, like, knowledge and revelation and understanding of it, because I want to keep my personal thoughts and opinions away from God's Word. You know, it's important as a believer to strive for revelation instead of interpretation of the Word of God, because revelation comes directly from the Holy Spirit, comes directly from God. It can come directly from Jesus. Interpretation is what you think the Word of God is saying. So whenever I sit down and read a Word of God, I ask the Holy Spirit to teach me. And so in this particular, this happened about maybe 5 years ago. And in addition to asking the Holy Spirit to teach me the Word of God, as I'm reading something, if the Spirit of God moves on me, when I come across something in Scripture, sometimes I'm led to pray and ask for a specific thing. Or if I'm just led just to meditating and just meditate on God's Word and wait for the revelation to come. But in those times of reading God's Word and feeling moved, sometimes I will ask, you know, the Jesus to impart something to me that I read. For example, you know, when you read the Gospels and Jesus's, you know, many confrontations with the Pharisees, you know, the Scripture would read, and he knew what they were thinking. Of course, I'm paraphrasing here. He knew what they were thinking, or he knew their hearts. You know, when I read that, you know, I would ask Jesus, Lord, I want you to bless me with that kind of discernment to know the hearts of people, to know what people are thinking. And it's essentially is discernment. You know, you see the gifts of the Spirit. You see Jesus walking in all of them, as well as the fruit of the Spirit. But I asked Jesus to, you know, to give me that level of discernment, and he answered my prayer. But about 5 years ago, I was sitting down, you know, reading the Word of God, and I was reading through the book of John, and I got up to chapter 11, and this is where, you know, Lazarus dies, and he's in the tomb for 4 days, and, you know, I'm reading that, and, you know, I felt God's presence, and I asked Jesus for a specific thing, and he answered me. So before I get into sharing this experience with you, I want to pray first. because I want this message to touch someone. I want the Spirit of God to speak to someone. I want this message to be Spirit-led, without any motive to seek glorification or praise for anyone. You know, I love God so much that I don't want to take credit for anything that he has done through me. So Jesus, I thank you so much for being my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done on the cross. There's no way that your body can repay you for your ultimate sacrifice. And Lord, I ask you in this moment that you will open eyes and ears and hearts for those to receive what you will have, what you will have to say to them. I cast every thought or feeling that attempts to exalt itself against your word and who you are. I cast down the spirit of religion that suggests that signs and wonders and miracles don't exist. Jesus, you are still in the business of using those who have a heart to be used, who have a heart filled with love. So Jesus, I thank you so much for filling me with your love, and I ask you that you will increase your capacity of my capacity of loving others and being filled with your love. I thank you, Lord, for all of the encounters that I've had with you and all those moments and seasons of God that you have used me to minister to others. And I pray that this message will minister to whoever is listening. Thank you so much, Jesus, for being who you are. And it's in your name, Lord, that I pray. Amen. So there was a season of maybe about 5 years ago, I was visiting a cafe frequently. It was a place that I went to write, to work on my novel. And, you know, I had the time to write, you know, for hours, you know, during that season. And at that specific cafe, you know, God used me to minister to so many people that it was just unbelievable, like supernaturally unbelievable. But, you know, when you are spending intimate time with the Lord, and you're seeking his face and feeding off his word and just resting in his presence, you know, the residue of his love, of his anointing and glory, it's going to rest on you. And you want to leave the secret place, and you may not be aware of it or conscious of it, but you're going to leave the secret place with the hand of God on you. And this is what was happening during that season. I was spending a lot of time with God and prayer and fasting and reading his word and just sitting and resting in his presence and really cultivating a level of communion and intimacy with the Lord. And so I was reading through the book of John, and I got to chapter 11, where you know, Jesus raised Lazarus, you know, back to life. And there was a, you know, one specific verse in that chapter that moved me to pray a specific prayer. So I'm going to read John 11 33. So John 11, 33, if you want to get your Bible app out or your physical copy of your Bible, you can go ahead and do that. I'm going to read two scriptures, John 11, 33, and also there's a scripture in Matthew that ties to, you know, who Jesus is. And the scripture in Matthew is Matthew 9, verse 36. Matthew 9, 36, and John 11, 33. And I'm going to read John first. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. And this is the NIV version, by the way. So I'm going to read it again, and I'm going to jump over to Matthew 9. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. All right, Matthew. Matthew 9:36. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like a sheep without shepherd. When I read, the story about Jesus raising Lazarus back to life, and, you know, the scripture read that Jesus was deeply moved. The Holy Spirit opened my eyes to see the compassion that Jesus had for Lazarus. And it's important to point out that every sign, wonder, miracle that Jesus did, whether it was healing the sick and casting out demons, you know, giving sight to the blind, and it all began with love. It began with this love and compassion for people. And, you know, when you read the Gospels, you can feel and discern the heart of Christ and his love for the Father, always seeking an opportunity to glorify the Father, never seeking the opportunity to glorify or to make himself famous. But when I read that scripture, I prayed to Jesus. And I said, Lord, I want your spirit of compassion. Bless me with your spirit of compassion. And he answered me. The very next day, I went to this cafe that I was writing at. And there was one specific employee that I became acquainted with. And before I tell the story, it's not unusual for strangers or people that I've met in minutes to share, you know, personal things with me. It's something that I became aware of years ago, and it happened so much that I'm like, okay, God, I accept, you know, who I am and who you created me to be, and I accept the calling and the ministry that you have, that he's given me responsibility, to fulfill the calling that he's given me. I've accepted that in my heart. And so it's not unusual for people to share very personal things with me. And usually 90% of the time, what I hear often, is that people will say, I don't know why I'm telling you this. I don't know why I'm sharing this with you. Or they said, I feel like I can trust you. I feel peace. It's all because of the Spirit of Christ. It's all because of who I am in Christ. And it's when your heart is filled with the love of God, people may not be able to identify, discern what it, that it's him, that it's Jesus. But they will discern the fruit of the Spirit. They will notice something unique about you, that when you are in that person's presence and they sense peace, or they sense a level of comfort, where they're able to just trust you and just speak freely without having a guard up. And at this cafe, one evening, I was packing up to leave, and I went over to say bye to the woman that I became acquainted with there. And we had about probably an 8 to 10 minute conversation. But it was just mainly me listening to her. But as I was listening to her, she began to open up to me about her past and things that she has, that she had overcome in her life at that point. And she shared with me that she was addicted to heroin, addicted to other drugs, that she was homeless, pregnant with children, with a child, and I think she had maybe three kids at the time that the last time I saw her, but she had children in the midst of drug addiction, of being homeless. And then she opened up to me about being raped and molested by family members, or her father, her uncle. She opened up to me about being in abusive relationships. And as she was sharing these things with me, the presence of God came over me. And then the spirit of compassion that I prayed for came over me. And with having the spirit of compassion, this is where Jesus allows you to feel what he feels with someone. And it's like, you know, when the Holy Spirit grieves, you can also grieve in the same way. When you're connected to the Holy Spirit, you can feel what he feels. And you can feel the same way with Jesus and the Father. But as she was recounting all these things that she had experienced, the spirit of compassion came over me. And I felt everything that she felt in those moments of being violated and taken advantage of, and being strung out on drugs and addicted, and being homeless, and the hopelessness that she felt. And as she was sharing all these things, I became emotional, like tears welled up in my eyes, and I actually did shed a tear because Jesus allowed me to feel what she felt. And Jesus also allowed me to feel what he felt for her in those moments. But as she was sharing these things, I also saw the hand of God that was on her life that kept her through all of those things that she had experienced. Because at that particular moment in her life, she was progressing and moving forward in her life and overcoming those things that she had encountered. Now, Jesus didn't allow me to feel those things just so that I can be amused or to be in awe. He answered my prayer so that I can be able to intercede for that woman from a place of compassion. So I left the cafe that night with that woman's experiences on my mind. And when I got home, I prayed for her. I interceded from her from a place of compassion. And I asked the Lord to heal her brokenness, to heal her wounds, and also to protect her, and so that she doesn't have to experience those things again, and also prayed for her children. But I was very thankful that God graced me with the spirit of compassion that continues to rest upon me to this day. And it's the reason why that I have a very super sensitive spirit. There are other times where God allows me to feel what other people are thinking, that he allows me to know what's in their hearts and what they're thinking and what's in their spirit. And this is essentially linked to the gift of the word of knowledge. And also this is connected to the gift of discerning of spirits, that Jesus allows me to feel certain things that people are going through and enables me to pray from a place of compassion. It's important to note that, you know, if you desire to be used by God in any way, your heart has to be filled with this love. One thing that I learned about Jesus is that he can trust those that he sees himself in. When Jesus can see his light inside of you, he can see that you're filled with his love and that you have your heart desires to be used by him, to be a help to others. He's going to answer. He's going to respond to your heart desires, and he's going to use you to be a blessing to others. And I wanted to share that experience with you, not to receive praise or to be glorified, but I share that experience with you so that Jesus can be glorified, so that people know that he's there with you in those dark moments that woman had faced. And you're asking yourself why, you know, why would Jesus allow her to go through those things? I can't answer that question. What I do know is that woman has a testimony, that those experiences made her stronger. And I do believe that she's going to come to know the Lord in a way that you and I probably do. And she's going to have a powerful testimony to share with some other woman who maybe have gone through the same thing that she has experienced. So I want to end this message by praying. And if you desire to have the spirit of compassion, and it's my prayer that God will answer you, that he will fill your heart with his love and with his compassion, so that you can be used by him, that you can be a vessel of light and truth. And God, I also want to pray that anyone who's listening to this message who have had similar experiences as this woman, I pray that you will heal the wounds of their soul. That you will heal their minds, and that you will heal their emotions, that you will heal their hearts. That you will bring closure. That you will bring peace and understanding and clarity. It's not your will, Father, that your people walk in brokenness. That they walk with like wounds and insecurities and fears that prevents them from receiving and giving love. So Jesus, I not only pray for your spirit of compassion to come upon those who listen, but I pray for your healing power to come over the person who's listening to this message right now. And Jesus, thank you so much for listening to this prayer. I love you and we love you. And it's in your name, Jesus, that we pray. That I pray. Amen. Thank you so much again for listening to my podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for your support and the love that you show me. If you're moved by the Spirit of God to pass this message along, and I pray that you will be obedient to what the Lord is instructing you to do. God bless you, and take care until my next message.